This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, I mean, I don't know if I should have done this, but I did it. And now I'm kind of having second thoughts. Remember I told you guys that I thought I had a basal cell carcinoma growing on my arm? And I decided, okay, so let me tell you, this is why doctors make the worst patients, okay? I feel stupid going into another doctor to do something that I could do myself, okay? Now, I can't do my own pap smear, and I can't do my own colonoscopy, so I have to go to a doctor for that. I mean, luck of the draw. I wish I could, because that's embarrassing. But when it comes to having a possible skin cancer, I'm like, if I could handle it myself, I could handle it. Now, a lot of skin cancers start as a pre-skin cancer, okay? Now, I say basal because that's what I really think is going on, because I thought at first, it wasn't basal. I thought it was an actinic keratosis. And we've talked about actinic keratoses. Those are those things that flake on your skin and you scratch at it and you try to pick it off and then it grows right back. Then you scratch and you pick it off and it grows right back. Well, those things can go on to squamous cell carcinoma, which is a more serious type of skin cancer. Well, what we do with actinic keratoses is we watch them. We maybe cut them out. We could use a cream. Epidex or something to debride it. It's kind of chemical debridement. Or we freeze. So I have some cryotherapy. I closed my office about a year and a half ago. But I still have some cryotherapy. And liquid nitrogen can last a while. So I decided to freeze it. Now, remember, this is on my right arm. I am very right-handed. I am very right-dominant. Okay? Left, I can't do anything with. I can't brush my teeth with my left hand. I can't brush my hair. I can't do anything with my left hand. In fact, when I want to give somebody the finger when I'm driving, I use my right hand. I just never use my left hand. So I do the freezing procedure, and it looks good, and it looks like it's working. And then it falls off, and then it grows right back. And I'm like, oh, well, now maybe I need to freeze it deeper. And I'm like, I got to freeze it deeper. And then I'm like, well, okay, ready to freeze. So I freeze, and then, it falls off, and then it grows right back. So now I'm scared. So you guys are probably like, well, just go to the damn dermatologist, Dahlia. Come on. You forget, okay? Obamacare, I have high deductible. My copay would be like 70. Last time I went to the dermatologist, it was a $75 copay. Not to mention everything else that I had to pay with that. And I was like, nah. If I could save myself about $150, $200, I'm going to do it. So, it's on my right arm. Have you ever tried to remove a lesion with your left hand and sew it up and all that? Okay, so I decided to do this in the kitchen, and I waited. I washed the dog first because I want to wash the dog with an open wound. Well, the other dog pooped all over the house, so we cleaned up the poop, so I wanted to make sure that was all done. Then the cats needed more poo-poo powder, so I decided to do that because I didn't want to get any poo-poo powder up into the wound. So now I'm ready. So I go down to the kitchen, and I numb myself up, and I can aim with my left hand. I just don't feel like I have the control, but I was able to do it, so I was able to numb it up. The problem with numbing up a lesion is when it starts to swell with the lidocaine, you lose the lesion. So if the lesion is small, and now everything is blanched, you can't find the lesion. So now I have a big, huge wheel, right, from the lidocaine, and I don't even know where the spot is that I originally had to biopsy. So I have this 6-millimeter punch biopsy, and those are those big round things that you make a burr hole in. It's very cool. So basically what you do is it's a round blade, like a circular blade. So now that I'm numb, and you stick it on there, and you screw and twist it down. And you keep screwing and twisting down into the flesh. It was great. So I called my son, who wants to be a physician, to come over and help me because I'm going to start to bleed any second. So I have the gauze ready and all that. Now, you know, he's like, oh, man, do I tell her no and get grounded, or do I tell her yeah and throw up? So he decided, yeah, Mom, I'm here to help. So I have him glove up, and, you know, of course, right, because you don't want him exposed, okay? So he's all gloved up, and he's ill in, you know, proper garb. And I don't bleed. I'm like, wait a second. Okay, that's not good. Okay, you got to bleed, you know? So then I start going through, oh, my gosh, am I not human? You know, and I should have never seen that movie, The Sixth Sense. You remember that movie with The Sixth Sense? I don't want to ruin the ending for you, but you know what? If you haven't seen The Sixth Sense by now, where the guy's dead the whole time, you know? And so I every now and then I go through that going, oh, my gosh, what if I'm not alive? And, you know, this is all, you know, and he just ran over to the kitchen because Daddy called him. But luckily, we pick up the piece of flesh, we cut it off, and then all of a sudden, la, bleed. Okay, so I'm like, I got this. So I take my needle, and I put it in, and again, left-handed, and then I try to make a knot. Now, it's very hard to make a knot left-handed. So I called my husband. Now, you guys know Corey, okay? You know Corey, he knows how to sail, he knows how to fish, he knows how to hunt. You want a fisherman's knot? I go, I don't give a damn, just knot the sucker. Oh, I could do this kind of knot, I could do a square knot, I go, okay, quit peacocking, just tie the damn suture. So I haven't tied it to suture, and it looks really good. So I got two sutures, and I mean, it's a bigger cut, and I'm really actually relieved, because I don't see the lesion. You know, a lot of times after you numb, you don't see the lesion. Then you cut and you're like, oh, man, I missed it by an inch. So it looks like I got it. The only problem is my right arm, you see it a lot on TV. And now I got this, like, you know, wound on there. And I'm, you know, my knees are all scraped up. And I, you know, because I used to play with the guys, right? So I'm all scraped up and scarred or whatever. But I really don't want my arms like that. You know, but then again, if it was cancer, I had to cut the sucker out. So I'll let you guys know, I got to send off the biopsy. I got my dermatopathology requisition. They want to know my age. I'm like, none of your gosh darn business. They want to know where we stand. I just want to mess with the pathologist. I want to say, well, I sampled it from my butt. You know, and he'll probably like, well, you know, how did you get a skin cancer on your butt? You can get skin cancer on your butt. I don't want to do it because just in case I got to take it further. You know, pathologists don't like you joking on the requisitions. Have you ever tried to do that? You know? Or you tried to be a guy when you're a girl, or you tried to say that, you know, you removed the third breast, you know, and the pathologist is like, but why would you remove, this doesn't look like a third breast. They just aren't funny, the pathologists. But I'll tell you how it looks. Just right now, it looks ugly, and it hurts. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this war between Trump and the media, I don't know if it's unique. I'm sure Bush and Obama and, you know, Clinton and, you know, everybody had their issues with the media. But this definitely has been the war on steroids or exaggerated. And I think it's because Trump has used Twitter as his weapon and his go-to tool. Some people think it's a great idea, some people don't. And, you know, I thought my next guest, you've heard of him, you've seen him, you know, he's a widely acknowledged expert on radio and communications. He's always quoted in the media. You see him on the news all the time. He is editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the leading trade publication of talk media. We have Michael Harrison joining us. Hi, Michael. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Dr. Dahlia. An honor to be on your show. How are you?
Oh, great, great. The honor is for me because it's wonderful having you here to, you know, kind of, you know, you see this from a much different perspective. And, you know, you've seen multiple presidencies and you're in the media, you know, day in and day out. What do you think is going on with this war on media with, you know, Trump and his Twitter blasts?
Well, as you know, I view everything through the eyes, through the lens of the media, not through politics. I try to stay away from politics, but politics is a hotbed of media activity. And it's interesting that most of today's political wars, as you point out, on steroids, are taking place on the media and via the media. The media is the new battleground in the war of ideas. Always has been, but we're really experiencing it on a heightened level because of social media and the acceleration of communications here in the digital era. The idea of a president using Twitter is a very modern, very, very understandable concept because, let's face it, the media, and it's not, and that's a plural word, there's no one media, all the media tends to be a gatekeeper and filter things through their own eyes, through their own bias, and lately the media is very biased by design, and it's not just biased in one direction, it's biased as part of how it does business. It targets audiences, and then it tells them what they want to hear. That's not something it's always done. So a president using Twitter to get through to his followers and then have those tweets amplified by the media is a pretty smart thing to do. However, it has made this president somewhat of a loose cannon, not only in the eyes or the minds of his detractors, but even his followers. And we've never seen one man against the world as much as we are seeing this presidency and this president at this moment in time.
No, you bring up a good point. You know, today I was watching the news and they had a little snippet of Donald Trump, I guess, welcoming his new chief of staff. And so one of the reporters asked him about North Korea and he said, we're going to handle it. We're going to handle North Korea. And that was it, succinct. We're going to handle North Korea. It's very interesting the way he speaks. I mean, what do you make of that?
I make of it that he does not have the temperament to be president. Some of the things that he believes in and some of the programs that he has discussed make a lot of sense. He speaks on behalf of a lot of people in this country, and he speaks on behalf of a lot of causes that really do need to get done. The basic idea that Washington is a swamp, the basic idea that the Democrats and the Republicans both have a lot of faults with them and need to be revamped and reformed. Very, very good ideas. The idea that the government should speak in honest terms, not bad at all. But the president also is an institution built on character, built on diplomacy, and built on being able to communicate, and he's failed miserably in that arena. So it's frustrating for his followers and for those who support him because he gives his enemies so much material to attack him with. He makes it easy to take shots at him, and as a result, it's frustrating for his supporters who see the good in him and the things that they sent him to Washington to do. So it's chaotic, and that's the way I see it. I see it as a very chaotic situation. I don't believe in the United States of America the ends justify the means. I believe the means are very much a part of our process. It's called democracy. Otherwise, why not just have a benevolent dictator and get rid of all this messy stuff? It's not a good idea. The ends do not justify the means. The means are how we have a constitution. The means are how we have a democracy. And I think that Donald Trump is going to have to deal with that, or in the end, he's going to make so many enemies in the media, in his own party, in terms of the Washington establishment, that he's going to sink under the weight of all of that, and none of the good stuff that he brought to the table will get done.
For those who are joining us, we're talking to editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison. So, you know, when it comes to health care, this debacle, this has been just an absolute cluster, unless there's some design that we're unaware of. You know, the media is obviously attacking, you know, Trump and, you know, attacking any senators and congressmen that want to do a repeal and replace. You know, what would you, if you were going to advise Congress, okay? And you don't have to advise Republicans or Democrats, but if you were going to advise them from a media standpoint, what would you advise them to do to shift the focus instead of, oh, all these people losing health insurance and dying? You know, what would be your advice to them?
Well, what I'm about to say, I'm not saying it's a joke. I would advise them to appoint you the czar of the health care problem. Because
thank you.
because one, I think that the medical establishment should be brought into the conversation. And two, I've had a number of conversations with you, and you seem to have a very clear view of this. One of the things that you've seen and that I agree with is that it's very, very complicated. That aside, my advice to them would be take away the politics completely. Treat it as if an asteroid were coming to the planet and that we were facing a mutually vulnerable disaster. Mm-hmm. Do not look at this as a political football. Get rid of that. It should be shunned. It should be depoliticized. And then the next word is cooperation, one piece at a time. I do not set myself up as an expert on this, but I don't believe a lot of the so-called experts out there in the punditry, in the Senate, in the Congress, the President, I don't think any of these people have a total answer. It's not something that can be rushed for political ego, and that's what we're seeing happening now. It's becoming personal, it's becoming political, and it's becoming stupid. One step at a time, bring in experts, have a national discussion about it, take your time, do it piece by piece, and eventually sort it all out to have the best system that creates the best health care at the most reasonable cost in the most equitable way for America. That should be a long-term community project for all Americans to participate in. What do you think?
Amen. One, I think you need to run for president. Michael Harrison for president. Now, I think we need to turn the cameras off. I think we have too many people now, you know, focusing. They are more worried about the camera than they're worried about policy. They're more worried about the media. They're more worried about the sound bites. You know, they have their little makeup kits. And, you know, dealing with healthcare, you know, we doctors, the reason why a lot of doctors don't get political and, you know, we don't go on camera a lot, which is, you know, it's rare to see somebody like me on, you know, in my field on camera. It's because we don't have time. You know, dealing with medicine, dealing with patients, dealing with the issues of insurance, et cetera, it's very overwhelming. And so, you know, when you see politicians, and like you said, and I thank you for that, you know, getting more doctors and nurses and pharmacists and healthcare, you know, personnel on board to, you know, help make policy, nobody has the time because it is a very, very grueling process. And you have to cut to cure. And so, you know, if you want to put everybody on Medicaid, that's nice politically, but it's not practical. You know, if you want to give everybody the best Medicaid, look at President Jimmy Carter, stage 4 melanoma to the brain, and he is in remission, thank God. I mean, what we are able to do with medicine, but can we give that kind of medicine? Can we treat everybody with that medicine? No. So, unfortunately, in the healthcare field, we have to make very tough decisions. And the decisions to say, no, you can't get the treatments. I mean, look what happened with Charlie Gard. You know, it's heartbreaking. But we have to learn to say no. And politicians don't want to do that because they'll lose votes. But this is what we doctors have to deal with every day.
Well, that's why I said it has to be depoliticized so that the politicians don't have to worry about how seeking an honest answer to the problem will affect their political careers. And I think that could be done. It just can't be done this week. It can't be done this month. It can't be done in time for the next news cycle, which never stops. And I don't know. I guess we have to reevaluate ourselves as a society. A lot of the problems, Dahlia, that we're facing today in our society have to do with our culture, not with our system. The culture is what drives the system. And any system run by people who have evil in their hearts, are selfish, are stupid, are greedy, well, the system is going to break down. There are no systems that are an answer unto themselves. It's the spirit of the people. So it has to come up from the cellular level. And our education has to be improved, but our goodwill toward our fellow human has to be, you know, given a little shot of a
Michael, I know you're busy, but can you stay on for a little bit more? I want to talk about, continue this. All right, don't go away. Michael Harrison joins us from Talkers Magazine. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DELLY.
Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health, and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now, we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. We are, or Doc Dolly. Sorry about that. We are speaking to, I don't even know my phone number anymore. See, I'm getting old. We are speaking to editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, one of my favorites, Michael Harrison. And, you know, Michael, thank you again for taking the extra time. I know you're busy. You know, one thing I pick up on as a physician and, you know, with my listeners, et cetera, is there's a lot of anxiety when it comes to the media. And I remember you were talking to me about how, you know, it's impacting our nervous system. Talk to us about that.
Well, I do think so, and I think that this is something that fits under the realm of your main topic of health, and that is, you know, I'm all for technology, and I think that we have marvelous opportunities. I would not want to go back to the 60s or 70s, to before the fax machine and before social media and before email, so I'm not a Luddite. Please understand, I love the new technology. However, I think we have to educate ourselves and kind of discipline ourselves to use it in a healthier way. I think that today's overly communicative world, a noisy world that we live in, is causing widespread anxiety, as you pointed out with that word. Anxiety rules. And I think we're seeing it particularly in the millennial generation. They're overly caffeinated. They're drinking more than before in terms of there's an uptick in alcoholism. And multitasking is not something the brain was designed to do. We can do it, but we really can't. You can only think of one thing at a time, texting while driving. All kinds of health hazards are emerging as a result of the current technology. And again, I'm all for the technology, but we have to learn to use it. You know, when the automobile first came on the scene, people were dying all over the place because they had not invented the traffic light. There was no such thing as a red light or a green light. There was no such thing as driving on the right side of the road, signaling before you turn, stop signs. None of those things existed. It was chaos out there on the roads. Horses and cars colliding with each other. People going all different ways. You know, we don't remember that historically. It's kind of forgotten, right. But there was a long period of anxiety induced by the car. And we're suffering from that today. We have to revamp our legal system. We have to revamp our etiquette and the way in which we run our lives per all of this input, where none of us are going to get any sleep anymore. And eventually, we're going to suffer a resurgence of many maladies that are due to nervous system breakdown.
No, that is such a good point, and so eloquently said. Was it the Ladies' Home Journal? There was some article written in the year 1900 looking at what life would be like in the year 2000, and they had predicted that we would be able to know what was going on in China and in countries in the Far East almost instantaneously by the year 2000. It was phenomenal how in the 1900s they could predict that, and they predicted a lot of things with automobiles and with gyms and exercise for fun, etc. Back then they probably thought that would be phenomenal to know what's going on in China and what's going on in Europe and England, etc. But, you know, as you had, you know, mentioned and spurred a thought, I'm sitting here eating dinner, and all of a sudden I get a text on my mobile app from the news that there was a rollover, or that there's a fire, or that there's a... And on one end, yes, I'd like to know if there's a fire near me. I'd like to know if there's a tropical storm coming. But on the other end, I am being inundated with news, even when I don't want to hear news. And it's interrupting life. You know, you hear people, their sex is interrupted by their phone and by news, whether it's news from a media source or news from a friend who's texting. This is a very crazy way to live.
Yeah, it is. And you know, it's like being in the Borg. If you follow Star Trek, you hear all the voices in your head. We literally have voices in our head. And looking ahead to the future, I think we soon will have voices in our head. I think that all the clunky stuff that we have now that we think is so modern is going to be reduced down to little microchips. And we're going to not only wear our technology, it's going to be embedded in our bodies. This is coming. And that means we'll never be able to turn it off. We'll never be able to have privacy. Do you know the lack of privacy is also something that is undoing our mental health? A lot of millennials actually feel that if the world doesn't know everything about them, then they don't exist. There is almost a giving away of privacy, and privacy is very akin to freedom. If you don't have privacy, you can't have freedom, and we are losing our privacy. The things that we're losing rapidly, we're losing clean water, we're losing privacy, and we're losing time, the result of which is we're losing peace of mind. We don't have time like we used to have. There's no leisure time. There's no time to think things out. There's no time for reflection, meditation, and just hanging out. Privacy disappearing, and clean water is going to be a problem down the road. Those are the real issues that we should be talking about.
Mm-hmm. You know, this brings up another topic. You know, when Hillary Clinton was dealing with her health issues and we caught on camera the collapse and, you know, while her Secret Service team was phenomenal in terms of, you know, forming a barrier and getting her into the vehicle, et cetera. But there was a lot of discussion on, we need to know Trump's medical history. We need to know Hillary Clinton's history and the privacy issue had come up. And as a physician, I'm torn because on one end, we should have a right to deal with our gonorrhea or our herpes or our hemorrhoids or our pancreatitis in private. You know, HIPAA laws protect us. But when it comes to public figures, people want to know. And, you know, what do you think about that? I mean, should privacy go out the door when it comes to our elected officials because they're running our country, or do they deserve what we have?
You bring up a really good point, and I understand as a physician why you would be conflicted. I'm conflicted too. The fact is private citizens should be afforded more privacy than anybody that throws their hat in the ring to be a celebrity. If you want to be a celebrity, do so at your own risk because it's dangerous being famous in the 21st century. It used to be nice in the 20th century. You know, there were benefits to it. Now it's dangerous to be famous no matter what. To be a politician, extremely dangerous. I think people have the right to know about the character and the nature and the history, and especially medical, in case it's something that could affect, you know, a president's term of office, etc. So I do understand why it is the people's right to know about people that are running for office to have power over their lives. On the other hand, my fear is that good people are not going to seek office because they're not going to want to give up that privacy. So somehow we have to draw the line of what is appropriate and what is not appropriate in terms of peering into the private lives of people who go into public service. And that also, there's no easy answer, but the question is the answer. At least that's something that we should begin to think about as being an important challenge going forward in the future. We need to know where to draw the line.
Mm-hmm. And also the media stigmatization of illnesses. You know, having HIV used to be so taboo, et cetera. Well, people have HIV and they live fine and they don't transmit it to others if they're in public office, et cetera. But, you know, people are really afraid of that. If they get hepatitis or if they're the colonoscopy, right? What was it? Was it George Bush and then President Obama? You know, we heard about their colonoscopy. I mean, you know, me, I don't mind talking about mine, but you're right. I think a lot of people are very fearful, especially females, to have their pap smear results, right, skewed all over CNN and Fox News. That's, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, when you go to a hospital, there's signs in the elevator saying, please respect people's privacy. I mean, one would like to think that medical privacy is still at the top of the list. But I fear that there's no such thing as any privacy. I think that anybody could find out anything about anybody else through some means on the Internet, through hacking. And look, if the main political issue right now is that we can't even run an election without the Russians or the Chinese or somebody out there hacking us, that the whole system of voting and democracy as supposedly protected by the United States government is at risk, how the heck could you expect your pap smear or your colonoscopy results to be maintained as private from somebody that wants to get to that?
Oh, so right. Michael, how do people find you and listen to your podcast?
They can go to talkers.com for talkers. And the podcast that I do weekly is upcloseandfarout.com. Upcloseandfarout.com. Check it out.
Oh, it's excellent. Michael Harrison, again, thank you. Editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Honor to have you. I can't wait to have you back and enlighten us some more. Truly an honor. Thank you.
Same here. Thank you, Dahlia.
All right, guys. Don't go away. When we come back, we'll talk about what's coming up next with healthcare. It looks like they may have discussions on both sides of the aisle. It looks like we got some maturity. Just a little bit, though. I'll tell you what's coming up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Guys, we are back. live on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a lot to get to, and let's first start with the healthcare. We're going to have a busy couple hours on the show today. So it looks like some centrist lawmakers are trying to group together to bipartisanly stabilize healthcare. And from what we understand, it's a coalition of roughly 40 House Republicans and Democrats that are going to unveil a slate of Obamacare fixes. They hope this will gain traction after the Senate's effort to repeal the law did not go as planned. It's called the Problem Solvers Caucus. It's led by Republican Tom Reed of New York, Josh Gottheimer, Democrat of New Jersey. And they are fronting an effort to stabilize the ACA markets, according to multiple sources. They say other centrist members, including Representative Kurt Schrader, Democrat of Oregon, and several other lawmakers from the New Democrat Coalition and the GOP's Moderate Tuesday group, are also involved. So I guess now we have all these groups. Remember you had Tea Party, and then you had, right, you know, now we have the Problem Solvers, we have the New Democrat Coalition, the GOP's Tuesday group, I don't get that. But anyway, so their plan focuses on immediately stabilizing the insurance market and then pushing for Obamacare changes that have received bipartisan backing in the past. Now, this is good or bad. We'll talk about this. They say the most significant proposal is funding for Obamacare's cost-sharing subsidies. Insurers rely on these payments, estimated to be $7 billion this year, to reduce out-of-pocket costs for the poorest Obamacare customers. Now, this is a little concerning. I do not want to infuse more money into a failing bill. Now, President Donald Trump said that he wants to cut the health care subsidy payments. Right? He said, if Obamacare is hurting people, and it is, why shouldn't it hurt the insurance companies, and why should Congress not be paying what public pays? Trump obviously has been frustrated, but these subsidy payments are expensive. And you and I, looking at what insurance now costs, so like, you know, $1,200 a month you and I may pay, but for the poorest of Americans, we have subsidies to help buy that down. And we want to take care of our poor. But do we really want to give insurance companies $1,000 a month per family or per person? Why the hell is it so expensive to begin with? This is kind of ridiculous. And so, you kind of stop and go, well, wait a second here. Why are we giving insurance companies the inflated money? And I understand insurance companies will say, well, look, you know, it really does cost us this much for people. It may cost you that much for some. And I understand you need to make it up on the healthy people. But I think they're taking the government for a ride. It's really expensive. And so to infuse more money into the subsidies, we're already giving $7 billion to a system that stinks. I'm concerned about that, which is why many people on the GOP side wanted to just get rid of health care because they didn't want us to be in a position where we have to, for years to come, keep putting money, you know, throwing money down the drain. Now, the bipartisan group also wants to change the employer mandate so that it applies only to companies with more than 500 workers. See, right now, if you're a company that has at least 50 workers, you get penalized if you don't provide coverage to the workers. So the group wants to instead expand that just to or limit that just to companies with more than 500 workers. Now, those with more than 500 employees are considered to be more wealthy. But we have to remember there's a lot of changes going on. So these big, you know, anchors of commercial real estate that we've talked about who are losing sales to online, you know, I don't know if now is the time to, add any more burdens to them. If it's maintaining a current burden, we may be able to get away with it, but I would really like to relieve burdens. I really don't want to be taxing people. I'd rather incentivize companies. They say the group also wants to create a federal stability fund, dollar amount unspecified according to Politico.com, that states can tap to reduce premiums and other costs for people with extremely expensive medical needs. Both the Senate and House repeal packages contain similar pots of money. They say the bipartisan proposal also will scrap Obamacare's medical device tax. And then the working group is seeking better flexibility for state innovation. Obamacare already allows states to seek waivers from coverage rules, but the lawmakers want additional guidance on how states can take advantage of them. So this stabilization agenda isn't just being pulled out of somebody's tushy. Apparently, they've been working on this for months. And the push was intensified when Senator Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and John McCain voted against the GOP's skinny repeal. Now, some of you may say, well, gosh darn it, that just sounds good. You know, maybe we're you know, moving along. I don't know. All right? I mean, on one end, I know we need bipartisan support. But on the other end, I really don't like the Affordable Care Act still existing. That just may be a bitter pill we have to swallow and say, all right, the Affordable Care Act is going to be the law of the land. And then we change it and we change, just like Social Security and Medicare, you know, it's been changed and changed and changed. And, you know, Lyndon B. Johnson gets credit for, you know, the Medicare program. And, you know, people didn't like that, but who cares? Move on. You know, nobody stops nowadays and goes, ah, Medicare, thank you, Lyndon B. Johnson. And I think a lot of people that couldn't stand the Obamacare rollout, how it was done, couldn't stand what it did to their premiums, and really want to see it, you know, just that bill annihilated and blown off the face of, you know, Washington, D.C. No, it's not going to happen. And you're going to have to be okay with that. I know I'm going to have to be, and it's tough, you know, but if we could do something to fix what we're in. I just don't want to infuse money, though, into a crappy, failing system. I would rather see $7 billion a year not go to insurance companies, but, and I've said this time and time again, but go to clinics being set up throughout the country. Then you hire doctors, you hire nurses, you hire PAs, you hire nurse practitioners, you hire staff, you hire custodians, you hire, you know, contractors. You know, you know how much jobs that's going to create and how that's going to allow immediate healthcare access? Build the clinics. I've been saying that for years. $7 billion a year is going into buying down premiums. So that money is going to an insurance company and you get a card for that. Let's change that $7 billion into your diabetic medication or your bandages. Or your biopsy being taken care of. You know, it just, when you look at the amount of money. So by maturity, I was very glad to see that people didn't rip on John McCain. John McCain is battling cancer. And he went up there and I think it takes a lot of people off going up there and then, you know, doing the thumbs down, you know, as he, you know, voted against the bill. And I, you know, listen, if he doesn't, you know, think that the skinny bill was going to help, he has every right to do that. But I was very pleased to see the restraint that people showed trying to crucify him afterwards. You know, John McCain now has a multiple month-long battle, you know, with chemotherapy and, you know, radiation for his brain tumor. And, you know, he didn't like the skinny bill, but it wasn't just all up to him. Okay, we couldn't garner enough support. And the Democrats have shown that we need them. Right? And in order to get anything done, it has to be bipartisan. The GOP, though, has a big problem because they promised everybody that they would get rid of Obamacare. Day one, Donald Trump said, I'm going to get rid of Obamacare. And so they have to eat some crow. And I don't know how that's going to manifest in the next election. Now, if we really look at how politics work, if, you know, Republicans or people who are independent that wanted Obamacare off the table, all right, if they saw what happened here, I don't think they would just turn Democrat. They would probably go, well, you know what? We need to vote more people in so we do have more control. Looks like 51 senators wasn't enough. So I don't think we have to worry that much that people would go to other political sides as a result. You know, whoever wants Obamacare to exist wants it. But we need to do something urgently because these premiums suck. 1-877-TALK-DOLLY. That's my analysis. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines.
Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.